Rav Menachem Goldstein, Nitziv HaTorah, Part 13.
Beperek Hanoida, Nachnu Mamshichim, Nitziv HaTorah, Perek Bet, on the second page, which is Yud Aleph, the paragraph which starts with the words Beperek Hanoida. So yesterday we spoke about a person that must be make himself humble in order to be able to accept the Torah. So now he's saying, bringing another source which is connected to that. And this source is saying that Beperek Hanoider, that Maser Nedarim, Mahu Dichtiv, what it means, the posuk, Umimidbar Matana, Umimatana, Nachaliel, Umanachaliel Bamot. So that's interesting. The Torah is describing the journeys that Am Yisrael made from one place to another place. So there is a long list of places. So, okay. So if that would be a historical book or biographic or something like that, I can understand that there is list. But because the Torah is also, as he said already in the beginning, hora'ah, like directions, like directing us where what to do. So there is also inner meaning beneath, which comes to teach us something, even when that's list of places. So that so Chazal interpreted these places as process, spiritual process that person should do in order to accept the Torah. So Kevan she'oseh Adam et atzmo kemidbar, when person is making himself like a desert, shu mufkar lakol, that is like hefker for everyone, like is not making himself more than others. Nitna lo haTorah, is able to accept the Torah b'matana. That's the second place. The second place name is matana. Matana in Hebrew, that's also present. So when he's having the basic conditions to accept the Torah, which are being humble, then he is able to accept the Torah as a present. Shenemar mimidbar matana, vekevan shenetana lo nachalo kel. So when after it is given to him that he has siyata dishmaya from heaven, nachalo kel. Shenemar mimatana nachaliel, vekevan shenachalo kel. And since he is having siyata dishmaya from above, from Hashem, ole ligdula, is becoming more important. Is getting importance. Shenemar menachaliel bamot. Bamot is like stage. It's coming on the stage. So that's interesting. The pasuk took occasions which happened that Am Yisrael made journey and is giving message, spiritual message, by the order. If you will be humble, then you will get as the Torah is present, then you have been siyata dishmaya, then you're becoming important. Yes? That's paradox. Yes? Bamot is bama, stage, importance. It means that you will get the importance. Yes, so we said yesterday that kol aborech makavod, akavod rodef achrav. Kol mi sheratz achre kavod, akavod borech mimeno. Everyone that is running away from the honor is running after him. And everyone that is running after the honor, so is dishonored on the end. Yes? So that's paradox that works on the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. Yes? And that's very, very important to know, because everyone knows that, let's say, he wants to keep his body strong. Yeah. So he's making sports, he's running. So that strength his misses, okay? So there are also ways to strengthen his spiritual abilities. And that's the directions of Chazal. Yeah. So on spiritual point of view, so running away from honor means being humble. That the option, the way that you will get at last more honor. Yes. Vekeva shenachalo kel ole legdula shenemar menachaliel bamot. So after he is becoming on stage. Yes. Vimik be'ait atzmo. But if he's trying to make himself more important, to be proud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will reduce him down. Shenemar umibamot hagai. Yes?
That's the same sentence, continue. So that's also places, but also inner meaning, spiritual way on life, well, how it works. And if you are trying to put yourself on the stage, to be the center, to be more important than others, so you will fail into the valley. Guy means valley.
Then why is it that these people that, for example, like in the United States, you'll have a career politician. He went in that for like a career. He just runs for office. He's always trying to elevate himself and have power over others.
I think that it works. That's directions for spiritual work of personality, but it doesn't say that someone that on other worlds like competition of running or making money or something like that, that can be that he will achieve more money. Sometimes he will lose the money, okay? But that's different background. Here we are speaking about developing your personality to be higher. That goes the opposite, by being humble. Yes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then another two places which continue the same sentence. ולא עוד אלא ששקפים אותו בקרקע. If he is like being on the ground, yes? שקפים אותו בקרקע, שנימב נשקף על פני הישימון. ואם חוזר בו, if you retreat and become making תשובה, הקדוש ברוך הוא מגביאו. The קדוש ברוך הוא will raise him up once again, שנאמר, כל גאי ינסה. Okay? So he's going to explain that ahead, but suddenly I got to remember that I have doubt for you from yesterday. Yeah. Have you been yesterday?
Yeah, I was here.
Very good, very good. Okay, so yesterday we spoke about two stories. The first story was Rav Steinman, that someone came, a doctor came to him to advise whether what to do with Kogranza. He told him close because they were first, and then the manager came to him and asked him why you advised him like that. He said because you were first. So he said, but he will lose money, saying lo mafsidim elevater. Then he wanted to pay him, and he refused to accept the money. He said, why? Because I'm learning Torah, I will forget my Torah, etc. Then I told you the other story that happened here by the Amoraim. Okay, that was discussion between Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus and the other Tanoim, not Amoraim, Tanoim, and they decided differently than him. Then he made three times hocus pocus. First time with the carp tree that jumped 100 meters, then with the water that started to stream up, and the first time it was with the walls of Beis HaMikdash that leaned and stayed in the middle because not falling and not coming up. And the end was voice from heaven. Why you are not listening to Rabbi Lesber and Hawkins? That is very special. And they said, the Chachomim said, "Lo b'shamayimi." Then they decided to be menadim, to excommunicate him. And then was stream on the sea. And then Rabbi Gamliel said, "I didn't did it for my honor. Did it just that won't be machlokes." And then the stream stopped. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here I want to repeat to come a bit more deeper understanding about the whole story. Yes. So first, let's speak about the personalities on this story. So who was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus? So there is another last story which happens with him. Many years he was excommunicated. No students came to him. You can imagine that this is the worst punishment that can be for rabbi. Yeah. The worst. And after the death of Rabban Gamliel, the Chachamim said, okay, we couldn't cancel this decision before while he was alive, but now we are allowed, because he should do that, and we know it's already many years past, so we want to stop this. And they came to him. And he's telling them,
now you are coming. So they
is Rabbi somehow, Akita that came to,
yes,
right?
Yes. So then then he said, you know, I'm feeling like my hands like two rolls of Sefer Torah. And if the whole trees on the of the world, I would make it as a, use it as a pen, and all the oceans as full of ink, I wouldn't be able to write all the Torahs that accepted from rabbis. And all that you lose by not coming to me. Yes? So that's very tragic. Tragic. Okay. So, and on Rabbi Akiva himself, he said, I'm wondering to myself if you will die normally. Uh-huh. And Rabbi Akiva was one of Aseres Haruge Malchus that the Romans script his skin from himself, from him, while they murdered him. Okay, that's an awful situation. Okay? So, if he's such a big rabbi, so why Rabbi Gamliel excommunicated him? The answer is because of us. Because when we see someone making this hocus pocus, we immediately saying, wow, we should follow him.
But it wasn't all hocus pocus, he was right.
Okay.
You know he was right.
Okay, but from even afterwards, someone met Eliyahu and asked him what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. And they said, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai. They won the battle. My kids, my sons, won. They are right, and more than me, Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying. I gave them the Torah, I gave them the ability to decide. So they're right, they don't want to listen to voice from heaven.
It sounded like he was kind of being facetious, like, they staged a coup, they know better. Yeah, they know better. Let them destroy themselves.
No, they did it intentionally for people for the future.
There is psukim that describes that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Chachomim to be able to make psak halacha, and whatever they are deciding, that accepted on even. So I give you the basic, most classical example. There is need for the Dayanim to decide when will be Rosh Chodesh. After you decide when will be Rosh Chodesh, today or tomorrow or after tomorrow, there are a few options, yes? Full or a month of 29 or 40 days. So then, that will cause consequences when will be Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, etc., etc., etc.
In a leap year.
Yes? So, it said on the Torah, Elem Moadei Hashem Asher Tikra'u Otam. Here, the Torah wrote differently. There is Kri and Ktiv. Kri is the way that you read it, and Ktiv the way that you write it. And if someone will write Asher Tikru Otam with Vav, that he will make Kiddush, so this Sefer Torah is possible. Why? Because we should write Asher Tikru Atem, not Otam. I'm saying Otam, but I'm writing Atem. Why? Because there is law which is learned from here. That the Chachomim, the Beis Din of central Beis Din of Yerushalayim, were deciding when will be Rosh Chodesh. Afterwards, they made calendar for next few hundred years, thousand years. Okay, but in the beginning, it was by their decision. So that means that on heaven, it's accepted. The Torah is telling us on heaven they will accept what the Chachomim are deciding. Okay, so I gave you one of the major subjects, which is. Depend of what Chachamim deciding, okay? So Rabban Gamliel knew that. He was on this generation that they should decide about Rosh Chodesh. And he had far away looking ahead. And he thought to himself, okay, if this time we, even that we all thought differently, we will accept his opinion because of his hocus pocus. So, no end, that's endless. Always will be
arguments, and always some people will think like A, some people will think like B, and the Judaism will be splitting into different paths, ways. Okay, so that's why he said no, all of us thought differently, and this is something which is connected to how you think. Why? Because there is no clear source for that, so you can feel like that and like that, and all the 99% thought differently than Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. So the Torah is directing us achei rabim le'atos, so that they basically inherit each other, respecting each other, then deciding. We decided the opposite. So that's why they excommunicated him. Okay?
Right. So
that's
like,
one step.
Right. So then you're saying, right, that Hashem invested the Chachamim with the authority to make these decisions, halachic decisions.
Yes.
And that in a sense it doesn't matter on some level what, you know, whether...
whatever they will decide,
right,
it will accept it.
Even
that's mistake.
Right, even if they think it's a mistake, right, or even if they intentionally, as apparently happened here, you know, would rule based on, you know, trying to maintain unity rather than what he thought might be the halachically, you know, like logically the correct decision.
The business should be trying to find the truth Torah.
Yeah.
And if the purpose is not to do what the Torah demands from them, so then they are not legitimate to be based in. But based in, which is legitimate, already can decide.
Yeah, but Rabbi, in this, what I thought you'd give over, maybe I misunderstood with Rabbi, was it Rabbi Gamliel on the ship?
Yes.
It sounded like he was saying that...
He was saying, I haven't done that, the excommunication against Rabbi Gamliel, because I dislike Rabbi Eliezer, because I wanted to be more honored that my word is stronger, just because I didn't want the nation to be splitting. And Gomer the Sardakota Nick the Shem.
So
you don't bring the
Shem. And also I guess there was that question of I should cut the name already. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hyrcanus? He was the one who... So he was excommunicated. So I guess it would be a major question. Why didn't he accept...
Excellent.
Also, that's the Torah is not in
That's the next step.
Or maybe he did accept it.
You are Chochem Gadol. He accepted being excommunicated.
Yeah.
He was crying, but he accepted that.
Okay.
He understood that. But you're right about asking. That's the next step that I wanted to speak to.
But like you said, he felt that the people lost out on his Torah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Torah.
You're right. So we are now analyzing very deep, complicated subjects. Okay, let's do another step. So if Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus is such Tana Gadol, so he knows that we should follow the majority. So why is trying to be, I don't want to say a kosem eretzut, to make hocus pocus, one, two, three, so you can make four, five. What's the idea of this one, two, three? Yes? So
to prove that his logic was correct. He believed that you have to follow the Torah of Yeshua.
That's true.
He knows
that this is not the way to decide on aloche. About making tricks, hocus pocus.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he knows that.
But he had to prove to them that
I learned
from my rabbeim.
It's not a proof that he accepted that. He thought this is my logic to say A and not B. They thought B and not A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm asking you,
what is proving by doing these tricks?
Okay,
so he thought it was just a way of showing that his son agrees with it.
Okay.
Which
yes,
is
so,
his son did, really.
So I have an addition for your answer, okay? So Golbe Vilna and Marsho and other Mefoshim are discussing about that. And they are interpreting that like that. They're saying there are demands to be big Talmid Chochem. To be, they all were like Shoshelet Mesirat HaTorah. The chain that's transferring the Torah from generation to generation. Okay? Not everyone is on such a level. So there needs to be like such higher personality is someone that is addicted to learn Torah, learning big masmich, steigen, yes? Another thing that is very humble, yes? And the third thing that is mistapek bimuat, is he don't want, he's not addicted to materiality, just to spirituality, to learn the Torah, okay? So he proved all these 3 points by his 3 tricks. The first one of Kaob is the tree which symbolizing being mistapek bemuat. That there is Moe which is saying kol haolam kulo mizon bishvil chanin abni. The whole world is getting its what?
Sustenance
for because of Rabbi Chanina.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Chanina died lo bekaf shel charuvim. For him is enough a few spawns of cow. Yes? And there is many play Rashbi on the Me'ara, while he was with his son, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, they had a tree cow.
Yeah.
Carob tree that they ate.
A carob tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we see that
carbs.
The carob tree is symbolizing istapkut bemuat. Yes? Second, the hocus pocus trick was with the water. Why? Because that we learned here already by the Maharaj, that water is symbolizing being humble,
yeah.
Going down. Yes?
Yeah.
And that's why you use the water to prove this point.
Mm.
And the third one is Kosle Besamidesh, that can give testimonies that he was learning the whole time, sitting and learning, making steigen, masmi. Yes? So that's why he used these 3 points. So let's come back to the previous story of Rav Steinman. I said that Rav Steinman was saying bimevater. That's the good trait.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't willing to accept money. Yes? Why? Because he is not appreciating materiality, just spirituality.
Yeah.
And the reason that he refused, because he said, I might forget all what I'm learning, because he is addicted and is learning all his time, all his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? He was teaching from age of 20.
Oh.
Learning from age of 5 maybe. But teaching 8 years. More than 8 years. Yes, you understand what's that? So that means that's so he had also these 3 conditions to be God El Ador,
yeah.
To transfer the Torah for the next generation. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So because this was question of a point of view between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, so Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus claimed, I'm also suitable to give my opinion.
Mm.
They said, yes, right.
Yeah.
But we all thought differently about this subject.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can't, after we heard you,
yeah.
We counted how many things like you, how many things like us,
yeah.
And we decided that's the way that we should come to a conclusion.
Yeah, right. So and then at that point, there was no option to take another vote. In other words, maybe what he was hoping to do was
not
persuade
serious.
Them.
No, it didn't.
Maybe
it's not serious. They did
yeah.
it
yeah.
slowly. They listened.
Yeah,
they,
yes.
They, it wasn't 2 minutes, okay, finish next.
Right, right, right.
No.
Right.
When Chacham are deciding the serious thing,
yeah, right, right,
that's
right,
Tanaim.
Right.
You are speaking
right, right.
about
and
the...
Right, and it stands.
Yes, you know Chazonish.
Yeah.
Chazonish was saying that
yeah.
if you look about the previous generations,
yeah.
So let's, you know, there is something that... you're taking this to look.
Bifocals.
Binoculars.
Okay.
By,
how do you say that?
Binoculars.
Lers. But binoculars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So Chazonish said that if we are taking binoculars, we can understand till 100 years ago. The time of Chofetz Chaim.
Yeah.
Who was the Chofetz Chaim? It's a giant personality.
Yeah.
But previous generations like Rishonim and Achonim, we are not able to.
Yeah.
Here we are speaking about Tanoim, not Amoraim, Tanoim of the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
There are Sfarim that saying that every name which mentioned on the Gemara could be Mechaye Meisim. And if you couldn't, the Gemara writes, Hau Talmide, Hau Tzuve Berabonon, like anonymous, not saying the name. Yes? You understand who I'm speaking about. We are sitting here discussing, but this is a serious thing. Okay. I think
so like
that was a very special lesson to learn, especially before Shavuot, that we are accepting the Torah. The story of Rav Shteima, the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and how was no other way to do. The majority decided. Rabban Gamliel was Nasi. That was his responsibility to take care.
Yeah.
What he took in account was what would be the consequences. I don't want to damage the unity of the nation. Yeah. And that's how it worked.
Wonder if, like, say, would there be an instance, this ruling, right? So they made a ruling that, like, some other guy who is well educated done it another way, and he dies, and he goes to Beit Din Shemayim. Would they go? Would they say, well, they ruled this way, but we know you were right, so therefore we're not going to punish you for it? Because it seems
I understood the question. I have to think.
Because it seems like when Rabbi Eliezer died, that he would have been punished for.
No, because the Sam agreed with him. It's only afterwards when came out with the verdict that it was cleared.
On many places on the Shas, it said, like Reb Chaske is saying, that the rabbi on his place can decide differently. But about this specific, I don't know what to say. I assume you're right. And that reminds me another story. That unfortunately that will be the last one today, and that's important. There was on Taf Reish Cafe, that means 1825, I think, he passed away, a rabbi, that his name was Yosef Eliyahu Rivlin. Yes, he was rabbi at Russia. And
a girl student?
What?
Was he the girl student?
No. He was, and he. On the beginning was following the Goyim Mivilna group. Afterwards, he became attached to the Hasidic world. Yes? When he became attached to the Hasidic, he wrote a few books of Chiddush Torah, and his grandson printed it. His grandson was, I think, the father of the last president here at Israel, Reuven Rivlin. Yes? So he's like descendants of him. Okay? So he had a lung disease.
Lung cancer.
Not cancer, but disease.
Okay.
That the doctors told him, you have a few months, we are not, we are not expecting you to survive more than a few weeks.
Oh,
and he came to his rabbi that was Rabbi Tzemach Tzedek, I think, this Hasidic personality, and asked him, please bless me, I want to be alive, to live. And he say, go to Eretz Yisrael, leave Russia and go live in Eretz Yisrael. So he went to Eretz Yisrael, and then he lived another 20 years. Then he came back to visit his rabbi at Russia, and he thanked him for advising him for to use the air of Eretz Yisrael. He said, no, it's not the point of the air. There is machloikes between Bes Yosef and Ramo on Ilchot Refot about animal which has this disease on lungs that can survive 12 months or not. If that cannot survive 12 months, that's not kosher. So Bes Yosef is saying that's okay, that's kosher, and Ramo is saying that's not kosher. So I told you to leave the place of Russia, that we are following the Ramo, and to go to Eretz Yisrael, that was the place that Bes Yosef lived, in order that there is supposed to be when you come there, because the majority were Sfardim in this period of the history, so you would follow the Sfardi aloche and you will survive.
Yeah. It's not a fatal disease.
You can live even with such disease.
Wow.
That's wow. Really wow. Okay? So once again, we see things that we wouldn't even been able even to imagine how much the influence of the halacha is decided. Okay? So next time, Bezat Hashem, we will continue here.